not take the skin off, leave the skin stay there, but quicker you take, the more you leave it, the bigger it's going to get. And the quicker you take the water out, well, that skin gonna stay, it ain't going to get a stain, it's going to stay. Skin going to stay there and it's going to cure underneath. That skin underneath going to get hard, and then that skin, what you got there, going to fall off.
Yeah. When you say a wound didn't heal up right, and they had to put, say, kind of alum in there and burn it out, you know what they would call that place? Some kind of flesh? When somebody got, say, shot, they take him to a doctor to have him look at the what?
At the wound, see how... See what if they got shot in it, or you know if they took all the pellets out of it or what.
When the wound didn't heal up right, was there some kind of flesh down there? Like?
Well, I don't know. Any wound,
crowd flesh.
Any wound that person got, if he can keep that wound clean. It ought to heal without anything in 2 weeks. Anyway, but you got to keep it clean. You know, you got to keep something on it so it stay clean, so nothing get in.
You put that brown liquid on?
I don't put nothing.
No. Some people put what? That brown liquid called?
Curicone. Iodine, all that kind of stuff. You can put any kind of salve that you put. You take a piece of Band-Aid and put... Your blood is the best thing that they got to heal any cut that you got. Anytime you're going to wash all that blood out. You got more danger, infection. But they got some particle in the water that it put an infection in the wound quicker than anything else. And your blood is the best thing. You can put some kind of salve with a Band-Aid over a small cut, and it's going to heal quicker than if you wash it. And who told me that is a doctor. Old doctor, he Band-Aid. He was an old doctor when I was a young man. If you can keep a cut clean with his blood, don't wash it, and put something on it so no dirt or nothing can get in it, he's going to cure quicker than anything that you can put on.
What did they used to give for malaria around here?
Well, fun iron is what the people used to take mostly, for any kind of fever. Well, people don't take that no more, but when I was raised, that's what they used to do. Castor oil and quinine. Boy, that damn castor oil. That castor oil was something.
You ever had this?
Boy, when you was a kid, you just had to take it. There was no getting out of it. They'd give it to you whether you want it or not. They'd grab your nose and hold you, pinch your nose and stick it to you with a spoon in your mouth. You had to drink it, whether you want or not.
They make you swallow.
Oh yeah, they make you swallow.
Good God.
They don't use that no more. But people, in olden days, people had to have something to go to a doctor. People didn't go to a doctor for nothing, the way the people go today. Oh. You go to the doctor today, you go to the doctor, that if they got 50 people there, there's 40 of them, they ain't nothing wrong with them. They just, that's all. They just go there for nothing. They don't have to think they got